MHKMeats.com.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with the Riley County Senior Center in this next segment, and joined
Margaret here, T. Abbott.
That's right, Margaret Abbott, the meals coordinator here. Thank you so much for being here. I know I've had you in before, but it's been a while, so welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, and we have a dire need right now for drivers and for servers, but mainly drivers. We've got people out that are on medical reasons for the whole of July and August, and so right now we're hurting.
So tell us a little bit more about that. What does the drivers, like the different times you need drivers here?
Okay, the drivers, we need them Monday through Friday, and we deliver to homebound seniors. They pick up the coolers from the senior center here in on the corner of Leavenworth and 4th Street and take them out and put them in individual bags and take them up to the individuals for their meal every day. They get that hot meal once a day, and they get companionship, which is a big, really a big deal, because sometimes the driver is the only person they see all day long. So it's a really important job. It's a really soul-satisfying job, too. The other need we have is for servers who serve the people in the senior center itself for the meals, and they come in there and set up the tables and get them all ready for having lunch at noon. And we have quite a crowd there. We have about 50 people average there for a noon meal, and we have served, well, today we're serving 87 people homebound. So there's a lot of need for drivers to come pick up the food and take them to the seniors.
And this is not a huge time commitment for somebody to volunteer their time.
No, it's not. You can volunteer once a week. You can volunteer, like some of them, the one I'm losing medically, is he serves five times a week. So I'm trying to cover him right now.
And I've worked in restaurants before, and I know how hard that can be to you replace somebody strong with that you've had for a long time. It can be tough, and so this would be summertime. I know a lot of kids are home from school. Can someone start as young as teenage years, maybe?
Well, they have to be, I think, 21.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They have to have a driver's license, and I'm assuming 21. Not sure of that. I'd have to double check.
Okay.
But we have parents that bring their kids along and come in and pick up the food and take them out to the individuals. And the kids seem to enjoy it, too. We have a lot of KSU students who come and give us their time. They of course, have to let us know when they're going to have a test, so we don't, we make sure we have somebody in their place. But KSU students, summer students, are really good, strong helpers, too.
Yeah, this is a tough time right now because school's not in session here for, I guess there's summer school, but, well, most of the students are not in Manhattan right now because of the summertime, but there are some that could be around here maybe looking for something to do. What a great activity here. As you mentioned, the companionship. I've heard from some people who've done stuff like this, and, it's a great experience for them as well. It's very humbling sometimes.
Yes. I don't think you can't put a price on it, that's for sure. And the volunteers are above and beyond most of the time. I don't say most of the time, all the time.
Yeah, sure. And so what if somebody who's thinking about, you know, maybe they hear this and like, you know, I could do that. I've got the time to go help, maybe be a driver, be a server. What do they need to know, like, as far as maybe getting there in advance?
Well, they contact me, and I think my phone number's on there. But they can contact me and set up. I do have some paperwork they need to fill out for the volunteers, the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. We have paperwork filled out for them so that they get their name on the list of volunteers. And other than that, they call me, and then we walk them through this procedure.
Okay. And your phone number is 785-587-2462. Again, 785-587-2462. Margaret T. Abbott is the person you'll contact at the Senior Center. Now, not just you don't just need help in that area. There's also meal prepping.
Well, the meal prepping is all done by our cooks and our assistant cooks. The serving, the servers, they set up the tables. They wipe the tables down. They set up the silverware and the glasses, and then and put out the condiments and things like that, just like you would kind of in a restaurant. And then when it comes time for the serving of the food, they serve each table their food, and then afterwards they pick up the empty tables, empty plates. Yeah, kind of hard to pick up an empty table.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, empty plates and glasses and all, and take them to the kitchen to be cleaned.
And we were talking a little bit earlier with the Research and Extension about doing freezer meals. Do you guys do any of that at the season?
Yes, we do freezer meals. We don't serve people outside the city limits, but anybody can come and pick up a freezer meal at the first of the month. Say you want 4 or 5 meals. All right, you can come on Monday and pick up 5 frozen dinners. And they can take those. We bill once a month for that kind of thing. Well, we bill once a month for everything.
Sure.
But the frozen meals, you don't really have a per se choice like you go to the grocery store and choose. But it's good, solid meals because it's the same meals that we serve every day.
I think we have a phone call. Somebody wants to ask a question. So I might have you stick those headphones on real quick. And we'll take this caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. I was interested in your comment a bit ago. You were talking about the people that get the meals and the driver that they see is maybe the only person they see all day. That is very interesting, and that should maybe serve as a reminder to family members and neighbors of people like that, that maybe they could stop by and visit maybe a little more often. And keep the people that are homebound in the loop as to what's going on. And I think you've got a great, great program. I've known people that delivered in the past. I've known people that received the meals, and you're correct. It was a great joy for them to have someone come and speak with them. So thank you very kindly, and do a wonderful job down there. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you have a great day, too.
I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, I know it's been a few years here, but I wasn't necessarily a volunteer capacity, but I did visit somebody who was homebound. I was doing a story. He was actually a World War II veteran, and you know, he was homebound, and he really appreciated the company. Got to spend like an hour and a half with him, and it was just he's telling me stories here that, you know, I had no idea about, and, you know, it's really neat, the companionship. That's probably the best part of it. And it's just like when you go to a meal, you go to lunch with somebody, same type of deal. I mean, no one likes to go to lunch alone or eat alone. It's a social thing.
Yeah, I think it's a very important thing, and I'm glad we can do it. I just wish we could do more outside the city limits because we do get calls, and I always feel bad about having to turn them down. But we've always had the frozen meal back up. Now, it's like I say, it's not like going into the grocery store and picking certain ones. But every one of them is a valuable meal that has been cooked in that center.
And it's a great service. As you mentioned, you bill once a month here. And I don't know exactly how that all works, but maybe you could explain a little bit if somebody needs to have that service provided for them, just kind of the cost associated with that.
Well, it's $350 or whatever they can reasonably afford. And we send them the bill once a month, and rather than them paying postage, we send them out when we send the meals, and they send them back through our drivers, because our drivers just bring them back. That way they don't have to use postage stamp.
All right. And, you know, we mentioned a lot. We have the senior center on here about once a month, and we talk a lot about programming for these lunches, especially. I know because you serve the meals there. And so whenever you have, special events there, I imagine more people come out, and so thus you need the volunteers.
Oh, definitely. We had a recent Father's Day type thing, and not only do we actually need volunteers, the center itself needs volunteers always on different programs. But on Father's Day, we wound up having to drag out about 3 more tables and 6 more chairs and for table.
Wow.
We overflowed that day. And now we should have a good crew today. We have lasagna.
Lasagna. Oh, that sounds good.
All right.
Well, if people... just joining the show here, they're looking for volunteers. They need drivers, they need servers, people to help clean up after the meals, all sorts of things. And basically, if you call Margaret T. Abbott, she will find you something to do. I'm certain of that, because she needs the help. And we'd certainly like to have anybody out there that's listening, give her a call, 785-587-2462. Anything else we should know?
Well, the additional drivers, mainly through the summer, I guess when they come to pick up the food, they pick up coolers, and the coolers have got the styrofoam containers and stuff in them, and then they take each one individually up to the person. But they come about 10:30 in the morning, and sometimes parking's a little difficult at that time, but just be patient. Or as we say, take our patience to feel before you start.
Yeah.
And they usually have them delivered by 11:30, 12 at the most, and then back to us. And we have to clean those coolers every day so that the food that goes into it's always sanitary.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great service you guys provide there, and this is something that we love to promote, stuff like this. So hopefully we can help you out here today, and by all means, don't be a stranger here. If there's anything we can do to help, let us know.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate having me here.
Absolutely. Margaret T. Abbott, again, she's the meals coordinator here at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Stay tuned. More In Focus coming up after this on News Radio KMAN.